Siyaphinda Nkosi ukubonga amathuba osiphe wona.
Once again, Lord, we thank you for the opportunities you give us.
Awuthandi ukuthi sifele ebunyameni.
You don't want us to die in darkness.
Ivangeli lona liyasiza, liyasikhulisa, liyasiqondisa ukuba nathi sibe abantu ebantwini.
The gospel helps us and teaches us and gives us counsel that you make something out of us. So help us, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. We'll read from Hosea chapter 2.
Verse 18.
Verse
19 ngesiZulu.
Verse 19.
Ngiyakuzimisela wena ube ngumngami kuze kube phakade. Ngizimisele wena ngokulunga nangokwahlulela nangomusa nangobubele.
I will betroth you to me forever. Yes, I will betroth you to me in righteousness and justice, in loving kindness and mercy.
Ngiyakuzimisela wena ngokuthembeka ube ngumngami. Uyakumazi uJehova.
Verse 20, I will betroth you to me in faithfulness, and you shall know the Lord.
LangesiZulu kuthiwa ngiyakuzimisela wena ube ngumngami.
In Zulu it says, I will betroth you, that you will be mine and be my wife.
NgesiJalimani kusho ukuthi ngiyothembisa nawe.
In other words, I will get engaged to you.
Athi uNkulunkulu uzube umngami.
So that you will be my wife or become my wife.
Ngoba ngesikhathi sabaprofeti ukuthembisa bekungesiyo into encane nje ukuvumelana nje ukuthi niyoshada ngelinye ilanga.
In the time of the prophets, an engagement wasn't just a minor affair where you just say, okay, well, we'll promise each other that we'll get married to you each other one day.
Empeleni lapha kusho ukuthi uNkulunkulu uthi kufuna ukuthembisa nawe. Nibonile ke umkhwenyana emila, umakhothe emila, bethembisana, uthatha indilingi, umfaka indilingi, bayimisele bayoshada kuzoba umngakhe uma sebeshadile.
Now you saw what happened here earlier on, the couple standing in front here, the young man handing over the ring, promising her his faithfulness and vice versa.
Nansizwa qhamuke goli izalayo thembisa nentombi yakwamaphandla khona la.
This young man comes all the way from Joburg to get engaged to this Mapanga girl down here.
UNkulunkulu uyahle ezulwini uze emhlabeni uyakhetha entombini eyiningi ethi ngifuna ukuthembisa nawe.
And so also God comes down from heaven. He chooses you from among many girls and he says, I want to get engaged to you. I will betroth you to me, that you will be mine. You can make a note of that. I will be betrothed to you. I will get engaged to you. Now make a note of that and then ask yourself, have you got engaged to the Lord Jesus yet?
Ukhona namhlanje kusasa ke akasekho fana nembali fana notshani kodwa uSomandla umdalwe ezulu nomhlaba uthi ngifuna ukuthembisa nawe ube ngumngame.
That's no small thing that God should take note of me, a mere man just a human being, like a flower, here today, tomorrow it withers and dies. But here, the God the Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth, He says to me, He says, I want to get engaged to you, that you will be mine.
Opu Detlev, Bebe Ngengwa, Uyise kamakhodi, woza nisivakashele, but asikwazi ukuza namhlanje phambi kwenkonzo. Ngoba intombi uyathembisa, sinomthembiso wakhe, sijabulela kona, siyohamba sebethembisene. Mthembiso, sithokozele intombazana uma ithola insizwa yevangeli. Insizwa iphela ephilayo, kuyasijabulisa lokho, kuyinto enhle. Athola umuntu oliphethe kahle, onomsebenzi omuhle, onesikhundla esihle. Kodwa mkhwenyana, umkhwenyana wethu wasezulwini umkhulu kunawe, ungcono futhi kunawe. Ungalimali uma ngisho njalo. Unumber one yena. Nini manje onke mdalo wezulu nomhlaba. Yena qobo lwakhe athi, ngifuna ukuthi ngithembise nawe. Ubani onqabayo ukufaka indilingi yakhe? Ubani onqabayo ke niphakamise izandla, nini enqabayo ukuthi nifake indilingi yakhe? Indodana yona nahleko yafika ekhaya. Uma ifika ekhaya,
now imagine here we have this young man, someone who's a good example, he's got a good job, a good reputation, but we dare say that the heavenly bridegroom is even better. He is the best there is, but he himself says, I want to get engaged to you. He wants to hand us over that ring, like the prodigal son received that ring from the father when he returned home.
Nini mandla onke ophethe konke esandleni sakhe, inkomo, inhlanzi, konke okudaliwe, ngisho ilwane zasendle ziphefumula ngaye. Yena athi ngizimisele ngawe.
Asimisele ngawe uNkulunkulu, asimisele ngawe.
Inkulu leyo ndaba.
Just imagine God, who is almighty, creator of heaven and earth. Above everything else, He created the animals, the fishes, everything that breathes and lives. He is the creator of it all. But just imagine that He, being as great as He is, that He should be interested in us, in me, who is absolutely nothing. Shouldn't that move us?
UJesu Kristu wazalelwa emkhombeni wenkomo. Wakhula, waqosha amadimoni, waphilisa abagulayo, wakhuluma nolwandle nesivunguvungu, wafa, wavuka ngosuku lwesithathu, wenyukela waya ezulwini, wahlala esihlalweni sokudla sikaNkulunkulu. Athi ngizimisele ngawe.
Jesus Christ.
Ngithembisa nawe. Ngithi uyisilima sokuqina. Uma unqaba leyo ndandatho yasezulwini, asikho isiphukuphuku njengawe, uhlula uSathane.
Jesus Christ was born in a manger, who grew up, he healed the sick, he calmed the storm, and he died on the cross. On the third day was raised, he ascended to the Father, sits at his right hand, and was given all power in heaven and on earth. He is interested in us. He wants to get engaged to us. Anyone who refuses such an offer is the greatest fool there is.
If God proposes to you and you say no to Him, what a fool you are. F-O-O-L. Even if you're not an English speaking person, you should understand what a fool is. And that's what you are. If God comes to you in His greatness, Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, He bled and died for you, sitting at the right hand of the Father, saying, look, I want to get engaged to you, and you say no.
One wonders how people can be so bewitched that people can turn down such an offer. Everyone on earth should be a Christian. It's like a young girl who goes into the world, and the first loose man that comes across her path, he smokes, he drinks, he lives a loose life, and she doesn't even really know who he is, but off she goes with him. One doesn't understand how someone can do a thing like that. Many of you know about true love waits, and that true love does wait. But no, the first girl that comes across your path, you fall, you're infatuated with her, you run after her, but that which is true and which is good, that you despise.
David Livingstone.
Just these days I had a chance to take a bit of a break, and I read some books, and I thought, wow, people who don't have a lot to do, they are privileged, and I don't understand how people can say, but we are lonely, we're all on our own. Why, what an opportunity to read some good books. One of the books I read was about David Livingstone, who learned and to speak the language. He started preaching the gospel.
It
was there in Central Africa, and the chief of that tribe got converted. This chief had been a very hard man and had killed people for almost no reason whatsoever. You probably know how the old chiefs used to do it. And people like Shaka and Dingaan, when the king still ruled here. They wanted someone to live, he'd live. If they wanted him to die, he'd have to die. And so this king came along and he said to David Livingstone, he said, I want to become a Christian. He said, I've never seen a white man like you. You're a white man that's different to all the other white men because you treat us like your brothers. And he said, I want to serve your God. And he got his whole nation together. He said to his people, come, let's hear the word of God. But then the people didn't want to. Many had excuses. Eventually it was just a small group, mostly of the royal family.
No Livingstone.
And then the chief spoke to Livingstone.
What Mfundis?
And he said, Mfundis, minister,
pastor.
He said, if I tell my people that we're going out on a hunting trip,
Uthi besa bonke besa nezinja zabo. Ilona lo uzofika nenja yakhe.
He says, then everybody, the last man turns up, he come and they all come with their dogs. It's a huge event. Because we're going out to hunt.
And
he said, if I tell my people that we're going to have a huge party, a feast, and we're going to have some beer available, everyone turns up.
And
if we have a get together to sing and to dance, then everyone turns up, even the young people come.
So bano kukabal kulugabi.
We'll have a huge crowd.
Kodwa uma ngithozani siyolandela zolalela izwi lenkosi akufiki muntu.
But if I invite them to come and hear the word of God, hardly anyone turns up.
Wathi mfundisi kudalwa yini lokho?
He says, how is it possible?
Utwala bayeza.
For beer they come.
Undanzo imusic bayeza.
For dancing they come.
Ukuzingela.
For hunting.
Kodwa uma kuthiwa kuzofundwa iBhayibhele, solalela izwi bangafiki.
But when we say we're going to read the Bible to listen to God's word, they don't arrive.
Wathi mfundisi ngizokwenza njani?
And he said, what shall we do?
Ngoba kudala bengenze nje, uma umuntu engalaleli izwi lenkosi, ngibiza induna zonke ziza nemvubu zazo bese sibashaye sibabhonye ngemvubu baze bathambe baze bavume athi mfundisi ngingababiza yini bonke abayizinduna zami beza nemvubu sibabhonye laba bantu.
And he said, you know, he said to Livingston, he says, you know, in the past, before I became a Christian, if I used to send out an order to the people and they wouldn't follow and they wouldn't listen, I'd get together all my headmen and I'd get those people and I'd say to the headmen, these people don't listen to what I say. And they would all come with their whips and they'd give everyone who wasn't listening to the king a good thrashing. And he said, well, I wonder whether that would perhaps be the solution to this problem.
Everybody would... Every headman would come with a shambok. That's the skin, made of skin of the hippopotamus. And where they didn't have them, they would take a rhinoceros skin. And if you get a thrashing with that, you'll feel it. It will go right through the skin, and you'll feel it beneath the skin. And he said, should we, all these people, should we thrash them with the skin of a hippo? And he says, no, you can't do that. That's their free choice.
Umfundisi wayesethi cha ngeke kulunge wenze lokho ngoba kulokho kudingeka ukuthi umuntu ayikhethele.
Athi uma befuna ukuya esihogweni badedele bayesihogweni bazosha khona lokho ke kuzobaba kushise.
Livingston said, that's their free choice. If they choose to go to hell, well, that's where they'll go. And the punishment there will be far worse than their chambak that they would have got.
That will be worse than 1,000 chambaks. But that's what they deserve.
God, you can't
tell up, Pansy. Oh, Utando, Ramkulukulu. Nezvilake.
If they trample underfoot the love of God, the Son of God, and the grace He's showing them and His word, that's what they deserve.
Umkhwenyana akafikanga ngemvubu ezoshaya umakoti
noma fike ebusuku cha wamvezela nje ngimisele ngawe ufuna ukuthembisa nawe cela impendulo kuwe thandaza ungitshela impendulo intombazane iyathandaza ngoba umuntu uyikhethela yena awunqunyela umzali awunqunyela umfowenu noma udadewenu wena ozoyinqumela.
When the young man proposed to the lady, he didn't come with a shambok, with a whip. No, he said, look, this is what I feel. You pray about it as well and ask God to show you whether and see whether you feel God leading you in the same direction. Because in this matter, no one decides for you. Not your father, your mother, your brother or sister, no one. You've got to know before God.
Livingston, what? Qhubeka wena Nkosi, qhubeka. Nomngako nengane zakho. Nomngako qhubekani, baqhubeka impela kodwa bathemva kwesikhathi basebetheleka, basebetheleka, baqhubeka. Bathi hayi siyabona ukuthi indlela yaphakade le engcono kunale yasezweni.
And Livingston encouraged that king and said, you just be faithful. You and your wife, your family, you go through with the Lord. And so that's what they did. And it didn't take long. And one after the other people started joining them. And they said, now we recognize that this is the eternal way. This is the right way.
Wakulobola ngegazi lakhe wakufela emthani esiphambanweni lindela impendulo kuwe ukuthi wena uthini kulento uyavuma yini ukufaka indandatho yakhe na uzuthi ke cha ngiyimisele ngiphathe ngisiphathe ngimsulwa ngingabi nasikhathi senindoda ngifuna wena.
Now what, how do you respond to the Lord's proposal? When he comes to you and he says, I want to get engaged to you, I propose to you, I choose you. And he is the Lord of Lords. He wants you to be engaged to him. Now, what do you, how do you respond to that?
Uma usufaka indandatho, uyaphenduka.
Now, when you get converted, that is like putting on that ring.
Noma uvela engulubeni.
Even if you come from the pigsty, you put on that ring, a new garment, that you become a new son. You don't live the old life anymore, you now live a new life. Now, when you come to the Lord, he doesn't take you home immediately to heaven. Some people still have to live some time here on earth.
Now,
be faithful in this time that the Lord has given you. You've got converted, you've now got this time. You may think it's going to be long, maybe it'll be short. Or you may think it's going to be short and it'll be long. But whatever it is, be faithful to the Lord and pray and ask Him that He will keep you faithful. These days, we had someone here from overseas. I asked him, I said, well, how are things going? How's it going at work? He said, it's going extremely well. The Lord is very good to us. He said, look, when I was still young, I made a decision. I said, I don't want to have anything to do with God. I grew up in a Christian family and I even went to Sunday school. But he said, my parents, they were lukewarm Christians.
ngoba uNkulunkulu ufuna konke noma akafuni lutho.
And then they also said, well, look, you've got to decide because God wants everything or he wants nothing.
What? Oh, uNkulunkulu njalo. All right. Na. Ngizofuna konke noma ngifuna nothing. Ngifuna konke kwasezweni, angifuni nothing uNkulunkulu.
And then he said, well, is that what God says? Well, then I will say the same. If I must choose, then I'll take everything the world offers and I want nothing to do with God.
Abanye bayamazi uHartmut.
Some of you may know him. His name's Hartmut.
Wangena ezweni uthi hey ngabhukuta ezweni.
And he says he went.
Abaneyintombi. Ngaya emaphathini. Ngaba sezweni.
He says I went into the world good and solid. I went and took all the world had to offer.
Uthi ngashata.
He says then eventually I got married.
Kanti ngishata nobani? Ngiyamthanda lo muntu.
And he says, well, it was interesting. I loved this girl.
Ngiyamthanda. Kodwa wasuka wangihlubuka waqoma enye indoda.
But in spite of the fact that I loved her, she just dropped me and went off with another man.
Wathi hey, sabakhulu isikhala laphakathi.
And he said, that left a huge gap in my heart.
Akakwazi ukuthandaza.
He couldn't pray because he had turned his back on God. And then he thought, well, let me go and look for another girl. He looked for her and found her and got married again. But she was like a madman.
Angithena utakafuna uNkulunkulu uNkulunkulu uthi all right qhubeka qhubeka.
See, he had decided he doesn't want anything to do with God. He doesn't want God, so God also left him over to his own thing.
Angathi nomngakho uzoba yilokho ayikona.
And remember, after all, he had looked for this wife and she would end up being what he was anyway.
Birds of a feather flock together. If you don't want Jesus, if you don't want God, all right, hamba.
If you don't want God, you'll get those who are like you are. And the child was born. But the relationship among them was like that of a cat and a dog.
But divorced.
They eventually got divorced.
Uthe ayahlangana nesihogo, kahlangana nesihogo, kahlangana nesihogo.
He says it was like hell for me.
Wena ungafuna indandatho yasezulwini, ifake kaSatan yokushuka size siphele isitashi kuwe.
If you don't accept the ring the Lord offers you, that heavenly ring, then you'll accept the devil's ring, and that's going to be very tough for you.
Uthi lapho ngizwe ivangeli. Lapho ngizwe ivangeli.
But he says,
"Thatha uNkulunkulu ngonile ukuze ngibe sesihogweni ngakufulathela kodwa ngiyaphenduka kuwe namhlanje Nkosi."
But he says the day he heard the gospel, he said, and he realized that he had sinned. He said, "Lord, forgive me. I have sinned against you. I want to turn back to you."
Kodwa umfazi oqala emthanda yamshiya.
But that was after. That was after his first wife. That was after his first wife, whom he says he loved very much. After she had left him, gone off with another man. And that is tough for a man. If you love your wife and she leaves you, goes off with other men, then it's better that for the man whose wife dies. And at least he knows that she is gone. And if she was a Christian, she's with the Lord in a far better place. Far better that than the one who just loses his wife because she runs
away. Kodwa umuntu umfazi akushiye akhethe enye indoda kunawe ngiyabadabukela bavelelwe.
I lost my wife, she's with the Lord, and I can continue with what I'm doing and serving the Lord and preaching, and I have nothing holding me up. But you feel sorry for those people who lose their wives because she goes off with another man. That's a slap in the face for a man who loves his wife and she goes off with another man. I would rather lose 10 wives due to death, as a result of death, than having to go through that which he had to go through. Losing his first wife and that way getting married, getting divorced again. It's not worth serving the devil. But he said, since I've met the Lord, my life has taken on a different meaning. It's so different. He says, yes, and sometimes I can spend a weekend with my little daughter. But he says, I've got one aim now, and that is to be faithful to my Lord. I asked him where he was working now. He said, now I've got a new job. I'm working for a very big company, a wealthy man who owns it. And he says, the boss, he treats me like his own son. He says, I haven't been there very long, but he already has sent me to America, to England, and all over the place. And he told me that just these days, I had some holidays.
It was a holiday that day. And
he thought of his boss. Who's got his own children and a daughter as well, but she doesn't help the father with anything. He has to go and hire other people to do the work.
She works, but just like anybody else. She looks at the watch, whether it's time to start, it's time to stop. And his secretary is an old lady. She should have retired long ago. But she sees what kind of a predicament he's in, her boss, so she comes and helps him. Beselom in Dotana.
And the son, he's busy studying in England.
He's just carrying on with his studies, not a real help to his father. Just imagine, you get parents with such children.
Kukhona abazali abaneyingane enjalo. Zikhona kodwa azibasizi ngalutho.
So Hartmut came.
Kwase kuqhamuka lo Hartmut.
Now he's working for him.
Useyamsebenzela.
So the other day it was a holiday.
Kulezi insuku ezidlule kuyiholiday.
He says, here I am at home. I'm not working and my boss is working.
He said, why set out unakho ngihlalele ekhaya ngine holiday kodwa ubaso wami ule emsebenzini uyasebenza.
Now it's time to drink tea.
Sekuyisikhathi sokuphuza itiye.
I'm drinking tea here and eating cake.
Ngiphuzela itiye lami lana ngidlela amakhekhe ami.
My boss is working.
Kodwa ubaso wami uyasebenza.
He says he got up into his car.
Wasukuma khona lapha
ngene emotweni. Went to the restaurant, bought the best cakes.
Why a stall? Why a tangy cake? Help pambili.
Went to the office of his boss.
Why a office? Ligabaswa.
Opened the door.
Wavulemnya.
Went in.
Wangen.
He found his boss working.
Wamfika sevens.
He said, boss.
What our boss?
Have a cup of tea. Here's some cake for you.
Nanti tea, nali cake.
I can't sit at home and you are working.
Wathi ngayihlalela kanjani ekhaya ngiyihlalela nje wena usebenza.
He enjoyed the cake and he says he went to his office and workshop and he worked for 2 to 3 hours very hard. He says as my boss works I can't but work.
Wamshiya ke edlela ikhekhe lakhe ephuza netiye. Wayese office lakhe nasendaweni yakhe la isebenza khona. Wayese sebenza la efaka amandla. Ethe akakwazi ukuhlala ubaso wakhe esebenza.
Ngiyabona ukuthembeka. Ngiyabona umuntu onengqondo.
Do you see faithfulness and initiative?
Ubaso wakhe mthatha njengendodana yakhe.
No wonder that man treats him like his own son.
Wathi angikwazi ukuhlala ekhaya ngidla ikhekhe. Ubaswami ejuluke ofisini ngiyahamba ngiyomlekelela wamthengela amakhekhe ngeyakhe imali wamthengela amakhekhe wamenzela itiye wathi nami ngisazosebenza wasebenza wasebenza wasebenza.
So he took that initiative out of himself with his own money. He did that.
Wayesethemba kwalokho ethi boss ngifuna ukuya South Africa kwasiza abantu.
And then after that he said to his boss, I'd like to go to South Africa to visit Sizabantu.
Uboss wathi, hamba, othi tikiti kuzokhokhwa imina, ngeke khokhwe wena, imina ngizokhokhela isikweli.
And his boss said, well, you can gladly do that. Go and get yourself a ticket, send the account to me, I'll pay it.
Uma esebuya uboss uthi
and when he came back and he asked him, he said, well, how much was the ticket? He told him how many thousand it was. So he said, but Hartmut, is it all that it costs? I thought it was a lot more money than that. I wanted to do something far greater for you.
UHartmut uthi awungiklelo umphatha njengendodana njengenkosana yakhe njengendlilifa indlalifa yakhe.
And Hartmut told me, says he treats me like his own son, as if I was there.
Uyabona kodwa laba bantu ababuka amawashi awusakashay anindawo anindawo.
But if you are one of those who just
looks
at the watch waiting for the clock to strike 5 for you to go home, you'll always be a tea boy. You'll never get promoted. You'll end up being a garden boy always. And even if you have studied, well, maybe you'll get something which is equivalent, but you'll never really get anywhere in life.
Ngathi ngizuma
ngizokusebenzela. Niyafuna ukuthuthuka Afrika nayindlela. Musana ukuba iAfrika njalo. Aliguquke.
When I heard this from Hartmut, I thought, well, that I want to share with all of you. And that you just compare yourselves with him and see whether you are getting anywhere. But then you've got to show that faithfulness that he shows.
Uma uNkulunkulu ekuvezela umusa kangaka ethi ngiyimisele ngawe. Wena uma sengisho ngokomuntu umkaNkulunkulu. Bekufanele ukuthi uyiphathe kanjani?
Now how much more than if God himself makes such a proposal to you where he says, look, I want you, and I say this human in a human way, if God says, I want you to be my wife, what kind of a person shouldn't you be then?
If you are a bride for Jesus Christ, how should you act? How should you behave? What kind of person should you be like?
What?
You don't get married to a boozer. You don't get married to a prostitute.
If you behave like that, yes. But if you, the bride of the heavenly bridegroom, my, you should act differently. Bekufanele ukuthi kuphele impilo yokuthilayo.
Then you shouldn't live a cheap life.
Noma uhleli ku round kusindwe ngobulongwe kodwa wena bekufanele ukuthi uphile impilo efana nengelosi.
Then even if you should live in a mud hut, but the life you live, the quality of life you live, should be like that of an angel.
In a mud hut, what I literally said, a mud hut that is polished with cow dung. It may sound terrible, but it's healthier than a cement floor and can have a better design. But even if you should live in such a place, you should live the life of an angel, being betrothed to God.
Uthembisene noNkulunkulu. Umiselwe yena.
Hayi, angivale manje ngiphethe.
Well, let me draw to a close.
Emelika, bekhona indoda.
There was a man in America.
Yadubula umkakhe wafa.
Who shot his wife, he killed her.
Manje Emelika kwezinye indawo umuntu sanqunywa.
Now in certain places, there in the States, they still have the death penalty.
Manje kule ndawo lapha ekhona bekusekhona ukuthi umuntu anqunyelwe intambo.
Now in this particular state, they still had the death penalty.
Hayi, yaphuza indoda njengengulube.
This man had been on a drinking spree. He got rolling drunk, and in that state, he killed his wife. He was arrested.
He
was imprisoned. And it was clear to everyone that he'd get the death sentence, and then he thought he's going to get the best people to best lawyers and advocates. Now he was a drunkard. He used to get raving mad if he didn't get alcohol. Now in prison, he suffered because he couldn't get it. And then the day came for his case to be tried. The judge sat there. And it wasn't just one, there were almost a dozen of them. And then this judge spoke to this man, addressed him.
kukhona ino ngakhuluma ongaphunyuke sentanjeni na.
Says, is there anything you still want to say before we sentence you?
No. Could you say any? Is there anything that you could say that would save you from being hanged? Because you need to be hanged. But is there anything that you could say? Ongakusiza ukuthi unganqunywa na? Kuthwa lomlungu wahlala eboxini, wahlala eboxini, kwathula endlini. Kwathula endlini. Amehlo onke ayikuya amajaji, abameli, abamangalelayo. Bekhwela abantu endlini.
The man stood there, he was silent. You could have heard a pin drop. Everyone were there. Guys fixed on him, waiting for him to say something. It was an icy silence. And then the man got up.
What? Yes, sir. My Lord, there is something I would like to say. I'm not guilty alone. How we tattle kula fula meso. Amanya matata buge. El kulu. Lazela kam. La begingalo la buga. Aba meli bake. Bafula meso. How. Usezo veze ninda. Bakushutaka yet. Bakuloku. Ukbula lungap.
Everyone suddenly woke up and they looked, they wondered who this other guilty person was that was guilty together with him.
What, my Lord, I would like to bring to light and expose that I'm not the only guilty one in killing my wife. And their eyes opened wide. Even his lawyers thought, my, has he been quiet with this thing?
Wonke umuntu wabunga isho nabameli bakhe bamangala bathi awubethuleleni sonke lesi sikhathi kanti bekukhona nomunye.
Why said he? Ngizoqala ngawe judge elikhulu.
Then he said, my Lord, I'm going to start with you. He spoke to the judge.
Angithi ema cocktail parties uyayiphakamisa inglazi nawe.
He says, remember, don't you also, when you go to a cocktail party, also lift up your glass?
Nina banye majaji aniphuzi kancane futhi.
And all the other judges here.
Cocktail, a toast, nigwenze nan.
Aren't they? Isn't everyone here guilty of having a drink now and then, like when they go to a party?
At napa ba melbam, napa ba mangalelbami, geshumfundi siwami, emshatweni, emtanzweni, emapatini.
And he said, look, here are my lawyers, and here are all these other people, even my minister himself. He also, when there's a wedding, he will also lift up his glass when there's a toast. And he says, I've seen all of you doing it. And I always said, well, that's just the way it's done.
Athi kulesigodi sakithi uhulumeni umthetho uvumela ama bottle store namabhar.
And he said, well, even right here in our state, the government allows bottle stores and bars to be opened.
Wathi konke lokho kwaba nesandla futhi ukuthi ngidubule umngamo.
And all these things played a role in what I eventually did when I killed my wife.
Badumala, bajapa bonke.
They didn't know what to say.
Ngathi ngabona isibonelo senu.
He says, I saw your example.
Ngabona athi ngiphambi kwenkantolo kahulumeni kodwa uhulumeni lona uyena ubanika abantu ma license badayisa ugoloko.
And he said, the state is trying me, but they are themselves guilty of selling us this alcohol, which drives us. So I was actually only supporting them and you. Says, well, now I can die. You can pass that death penalty, but I'll die having said what you asked me to say. And there was a minister who was deeply touched and convicted. And he said, This minister was so convicted, he said, I also still want to confess my sin, because what I've done is I voted for this government who passes these laws to do these things.
Hey! Wakhuluma wabhala lo mfundisi wabhala ngathi hey kanti kuyoba nje uma sesihlangana noNkulunkulu.
And that minister wrote the story and what he went through, and I thought, is that what it's going to be like when we meet with God?
Nani niyovota khona manje kuyovota.
Remember, here in South Africa elections are coming up soon.
Wothela uhulumeni onika abagqingili neyitaba amalunge ukuthi indoda ishade nendoda nokuthi abantu badayisa imizimba yonke lemthethe ngakusile ngiyabavothela okwendoko.
Are you going to
osukwini lokwahlulelwa iqala lendlela?
Are you going to vote for a government that allows homosexuals laws to be passed and giving them all their rights and prostitution and all the things that are happening? Are you going to vote for a government that's going to pass such laws and allow such things? Remember, you'll have to give account on Judgment Day for that. Pornography, also child pornography, where pornography is allowed, and children can get hold of the stuff. You pray and say, Lord, may your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. But in the next breath, or the next moment, you go out and you vote for a government that passes laws that are contrary to God's will and His word. You vote for such a government. And you...
When a mom and daughter... Indoda niyakho isibuye egoli ifika nenye indoda thi baba mama ngifike nomakhoti kantulethe indoda.
What will you feel like when your son comes home from Joburg and he comes with another man and he says, Mom, Dad, I've come to introduce my wife to you, and it's a man?
Introduce your daughter-in-law. This is your daughter-in-law. And he's wearing pants. It's a male. Wena nami sisazokuma phambi kwaNkulunkulu. Mina uma ngikutshela ngiqiniso ngiyolashwa ngibe isidwedwe sasesihogweni, kodwa nawe uzoyalashwa.
You and I will still stand before God. If I haven't told you the truth, then I will be condemned. But if I've told you the truth and you don't listen, then you will stand condemned. Who hasn't repented, let him repent. And who hasn't put on that heavenly ring, let him do it. And then be faithful to that heavenly bridegroom who died for you on the cross, who went through hell for you, who gave his last drop of blood for you. Today the heavenly bridegroom proposes to you. He says, I want to be betrothed to you. What is your response to that? Are you going to go home and maybe get your children together, your family, and say, from today I want to be faithful to the heavenly bridegroom. I've heard him propose to me and I want to respond positively to it. And even if I didn't in the past, but from today I've decided to choose him. Let us stand.
He is offering you his ring. He wants to get engaged to you.
Unkulunkulu kuvezela indandatho yakhe. Ufuna ukuthembisa nawe.
What do you say to this offer? Do you accept, say yes, or do you say no?
Wena uthini? Uthi yebo noma uthi cha?
Nangu uNkulunkulu nendandatho yakho. Uyayimukela? Njengomakhodo amukela indandatho. Ikuye. Manje uzothembeka kuya akakwazi ukubhekana namanye amadoda. Izulu lyomkhafula.
And remember, once you've accepted that ring, you need to be faithful to him. You cannot change your mind and choose someone else again. Unless, of course, you want to take off that ring and return it to him. But you will regret it for all eternity. Have you said, yes, yes, Lord, I agree? Or have you said no? That you say no and then the devil will rejoice. Let us pray. Lord, you've heard as we sang, and where it is said, I say yes, Lord. And you also know whether it was just the lips or whether it was also the heart that said yes.
noma uzoyisusa ayilahle.
And you also know whether we'll go out from here with that ring or whether we're just going to take it and throw it away.